Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. That's the Staples CAI line. You can call in and talk about, well, anything that's on your mind. It's
anything at all?
Anything at all.
Can we talk about those photos online about the kittens with the funny little phrases?
The LOL cats.
Yes.
I have gone through those hundreds and hundreds of pages of those things. Some of them are dumb.
Yes.
And some of them are, you know, some of them are real stinkers, and others are just so hilarious.
There is no Fluffy, only Zool.
You know, they've got this. They got several memes, what they call memes, mm-hmm. which are sort of ongoing inside jokes or thought processes, or yeah. sort of shared by people. I meme is a difficult thing to sort of.
It's kind of like a trope.
A trope.
Yeah,
I don't know what that means.
It's sort of like a meme.
I see. Gotcha. So they've got a ceiling cat and basement cat, and they look down upon you and up at you. And I don't know. It's just interesting, all the different things they have.
And they're just so darn cute.
Yeah, people love their animals. They've got not only cats and LOL cats, but they've got LOL
dogs.
Hedgehogs. And, yeah. There's a bear in a bucket. No, it's a walrus in a bucket.
Yeah. And, that just sounds ridiculous.
Yeah, yeah. No, that's
actually, it's a walrus who's lost his bucket.
Yeah. Oh. So, you know, I find them very entertaining. And the amazing thing is that it's free entertainment. You know, you can look online and see what other people have provided. It doesn't. You don't have to go to the movie theater and shell out, well, $8 for the ticket and then... you know, the soda.
God knows what for popcorn, snacks, and soda, yeah.
Yeah, you're at, for two people, you're at $25, $30. And
yeah,
if you take the family.
That's easy.
If you take the family, you've dropped
forget
a 50
about
spot.
It.
You can go and see these things. They're very entertaining. I enjoy them greatly. There's all kinds of stuff out there. For instance, there's the people of Walmart. If you're, you know, more of a nasty sense of humor. People of Walmart, I think it's called peopleofwalmart.com or something.
I
like
think
that.
So, yes.
God, that's some funny stuff there, people.
It is. Actually, I haven't heard of this. I kind of see the road it's going down.
Yeah.
As someone who enjoys people watching from time to time.
You can, because of sort of the nature of Walmart, people will be more apt to be relaxed. Also, sometimes maybe you're in a costume going to a costume party. Maybe you're weird and you wear a costume on a regular basis.
Hey, who would do that?
Yeah, you do wear a costume on a regular basis. You got like a cape and stuff. You wouldn't even touch. You wouldn't even get to grace the pages of the people of Walmart, I'm afraid.
I've looked for myself. I'm not there. Although I did find a former coworker's automobile.
Interesting.
It was painted up like a giant Dr. Pepper can.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yes, it was probably 30 years old as an automobile and. It was in a Walmart parking lot. I knew the guy. Wonderful.
Cool. So if you know, like that, there's that. And there's all kinds of sort of odd pictures on the Internet, collections of odd pictures.
And then there's freetalklive.com.
freetalklive.com allows you to post anything you want, including weird pictures, right there on the website. And so the people can vote it up or vote it down as they wish. And it brings stories to us. Several of the stories that I've read this evening have come from freetalklive.com. But it is the show about your calls, and we've got Christine on the line. Christine from Colorado. Christine,
hey.
Are you there?
Hi, yes,
hey.
Thank you. I just wanted to make a comment in regard to that Florida case that
yes.
you were discussing about the deputy being shot and the man was killed during the what they call the wellness check.
Yeah, right. The man's not so well.
I mean, it's really sad. I mean, obviously,
yeah.
the outcome of it is nothing that, majority of us people would not want to have happen. But I just wanted to point this out. You know, often one of you made a comment, you know, about every time you start to share a story about, you know, police going to check on someone or something, the outcome is, you know, really awful. But I would just want to point it out to balance it in this way also. There's no doubt that there is, and I'm not saying that this is an example of it either, but I'm saying there's certainly plenty abundant cases that of abuse and they're using their force and their badge
right.
To abuse people. But at the same time, I just wanted to point out, in a case like this, I would not at all, I don't know about the outcome or the negotiations. Apparently, it was a number of hours. It wasn't until 9 o'clock at night they tried the non-lethal,
right,
you know, approach. And obviously, I guess it didn't suffice in you know, making him unconscious or whatever. I don't know what else could have been done. But in terms of the wellness check itself, I just want to say, you know, that in itself isn't a bad thing when you consider how many stories that we don't hear about, is what I'm saying, when, quote, wellness or whatever they call it, checks on somebody who people are concerned about. Like in this case, I read that the man had threatened suicide because his home was being foreclosed upon.
In
neighbors
this case,
were concerned. And what I'm saying is, how many elderly people have fallen down the stairs? You were never going to hear about it because
sure,
we hear about the abuse cases, but they can help. So I don't really question the idea of the first entry to check on someone.
Well, the nature of news, right? So the stories that we would see, the nature of news is to report on zebras, not horses. You see?
Yeah, that bleeds, it leads.
Right. Mm. So, and you know, that's just kind of the way it is. So when I see welfare check in the news,
right,
I know what to expect. But you know, so help me out with this, Christine. You know, you're liberty minded gal. You've called the show before. Run for office under the libertarian banner. Is it a legitimate role of the police to do welfare checks? How can they do them in order to, you know, not
yeah,
put holes in the people that pay their salaries?
That's a great question. It reminds me of a conversation I had a couple months ago with someone where it was actually, it just brought to mind what you said, and the turnout was good, and they had good intentions, but, you know, as they say, the road to hell is paved with good intentions, and how they can intrude upon people's private lives out of their welfare checks. And I had that conversation where ultimately, no, I would not want it to be the police who do that. I don't see that, just like I see a lot of the things that government at the state or local or federal level certainly do are not, should not come under that. And yet in our society, as it is, we're not even interconnected enough, and that's really sad commentary, so that neighbors would know who this guy is or say, yeah, well, I know who his son is or his brother or whatever. I'm just saying to contact instead of having that community. And as we exist, those are the ones people call when you're worried about someone that you don't know. I mean,
right,
I wouldn't want some old lady knocking on his door, are you okay, and getting blasted or something. So, yeah, I mean, you raise a great question.
They didn't get blasted at
well,
until
they
went in the house.
I'm just saying a hypothetical. I'm saying
right,
you
okay,
wouldn't want, I mean, if you had any question about someone's mental stability, I wouldn't go knock on their door and check on them. But if it was the couple down the street that I know is really fine and I haven't seen them in the yard, I give them a call or knock on their door. But
right,
we need somebody to do that is prepared to, you know, and what happens thereafter. I don't know, you know, I'm no expert on negotiations with people that are distraught. But, you know, so the outcome I don't know about. I don't know enough about it. We were not there. But who else would we call in such a situation where we don't feel capable of handling it, but we legitimately are concerned about someone's well-being?
Well, you know, I guess in this, you know, the way the crime was committed, they call him a suspect. The crime was committed when he, according to them, when he shot
yeah,
at officers, people
yeah,
that he was, by whom he was threatened once they
yeah,
were in his home. At that point, it was a welfare check up to that point.
Right.
And
right,
so, you know, what I feel the police did is step outside of the bounds of what
uh-huh,
they morally should be doing, which is going into homes, checking on people.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not saying that they shouldn't go in and check, but I don't think that you need to kill someone, execute someone
right,
for, you know, what they, in their crazy mind, think of as defending their home.
Right, exactly. In fact, even more specifically, that I don't think any of us would disagree with, and I forget the details, but what you just said reminds me of a case, I forget where it was, but it sticks out in my mind probably a couple of years ago, where police were after a suspect in the middle of a city, and they were running up into someone's apartment to chase somebody, and there was a person, elderly person, may have been a woman, who shot at the police officers, and then they shot that person and killed them. I don't remember the details exactly, but it's like jarring this memory, and it was so sad because that person felt someone was intruding into their home.
Yep, I remember the story. You're close.
Okay.
Thanks, Christine. Free Talk Live, 1-800-259.
MemoryDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, GBICs, XFPs, Zenpacks, and X2s that are 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP, add up to 99% off list price. Memory dealers can also offer customized solutions for your transceiver requirements, including private labeling. Memory dealers is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs, in stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery. MemoryDealers.com.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Toll House Morsels. There are a million reasons to bake with Toll House. Find yours at verybestbaking.com. A balanced diet is important, but so is the occasional treat. Working with your kids to bake a dessert from scratch helps them to appreciate it even more, and it keeps them from resenting having to eat their veggies every other day. Plus, baking is a perfect excuse to spend time with your kids, since just being together is a treat. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Gulf War vets,
9/11 workers,
people around the Gulf oil spill fumes,
all were exposed to toxic chemicals in the air and became ill.
Even in your home, air contamination can make you sick.
You have been exposed to airborne toxic particulate matter and volatile organic compounds causing fatigue, flu-like symptoms, or worse.
Protect yourself.
You cannot trust anyone to do it for you. Clean the air in your home or workplace with a HealthMate Plus air purifier. Call airfiltersandpurifiers.com for answers on how to purify the air you breathe. Contact airfiltersandpurifiers.com and ask about the HealthMate Plus. The HealthMate Plus is capable of trapping 99.97% of all polluting particulates. Buy the HealthMate Plus today with no tax, free shipping, a 5-year warranty, and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. GCN listeners get a 5% discount by using promo code GCN. Call 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. Your trusted advisor for clean air.
No one likes foreclosure. You won't say, think, or even consider foreclosure with ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. Why? Because ZeroDebtGuarantee.com guarantees to stop your foreclosure for at least 2 years with no payments, no bankruptcy, and no negotiating. Thinking loan modification? That still keeps you in default. Zero Debt in 90 days is the only proven system that keeps you in your house for as long as you want to stay, while making it possible to even get clear title to your house. No, we are not investors, bankers, attorneys, or real estate agents. We are a group of people just like you that are sick and tired of the housing crash, and we've helped thousands avoid foreclosure since 1993. Please visit our website today, ZeroDebtGuarantee.com, or call to see how we can help save you tens of thousands of dollars and save your home. Call 800-477-9256. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. Guaranteed to stop foreclosure.
You worry, but only because you're paying attention. What's happening in the Gulf of Mexico illustrates an audacity toward nature. A similar audacity called GMO, or genetically modified organisms, means that the quality of commercially grown food may be compromised with our health in the balance. Now that summer's here, what better time to learn about the bounty that nature provides in wild edible food? Let author Linda Runyon show you the best-kept secret in plain sight that food is everywhere you look. This summer, for the cost of a good meal or two out, you can literally starvation-proof yourself and your loved ones against any future craziness and put up tons of free food, too. Whatever experiment is being run on us, you can rest assured that Linda's 50 or so staple foods aren't involved. Our foods are their enemy. So go to ofthefield.com or call toll-free 1-888-51-EAT-FREE and take that first step. Make your oasis of food security and nutrition now. That's OFTHEFIELD.com or call 1-888-513-2837. Start now and make 2010 your year of independence.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Free Talk Live. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line brought to you by SACL CAI. Give us a call at 800-259-9231. Talk about whatever you want to talk about. That's what the show's all about. And Luther, special messages from the Free State Project.
Are you frustrated with the lack of freedom in your life?
Yes.
Are you tired of the oppressive state intruding into your business and personal life?
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Yes.
If you knew thousands of liberty-loving people were moving to the same place to get active, would you join them? Yes. You can join the Free State Project at freestateproject.org.
go there and sign up. The pledge for the Free State Project is not that you'll move today. The pledge is that you will move when 20,000 other liberty-loving individuals say that they will move, too. You do not have to have your boxes packed. You do not have to have everything planned out in order to sign the pledge. The pledge is an intention. It is the statement of intent. You know, that we're not going to send anybody out to get you. I know a gal who moved here, and she had lived her whole life in the desert and didn't realize that she had allergies, and she just couldn't live here, so she moved back to Arizona.
It's definitely worth coming and visiting first, you know, taking a look. Lots of people come almost every week, actually, and they'll join us and talk and just hang out.
Yeah.
Get to know the place.
Good thing to check it out and see. Go sign up at freestateproject.org. So were we going through a story here, Sean? If I remember correctly,
it was
Christine Smith.
We had Christine, and then I believe he said we had another caller.
Yep, sorry. I really should just let you run this show.
If only there was somebody who knew how to do all this stuff.
Yeah, that wasn't so stupid that they got themselves arrested on a regular basis.
Where would we find someone like that?
Yeah, let's talk to Mike in Missouri. Maybe he's that man. Mike, are you there?
Hello. And I'm on, okay. I don't always get frustrated when the people, you can't get them on in time, and now I'm that guy. How you doing?
I'm good. You?
I'm well. I actually called because I listened to your podcast, and I heard, I guess it was a couple days ago, you guys talking about Jesus Socialist or Voluntarist.
Yeah, I think somebody had an email that sort of brought this up, but go on.
Yeah, and that guy, man, that guy's something, right?
The world's full of them, man.
I know. And I was just wanting to say a couple things about that, and then I had a question after that for you. The way I look at it is if I had to pick one or the other, Jesus definitely was a voluntarist. Now, you run the gamut on views on Jesus. There's people that believe in him as the Son of God and people that don't.
Right.
People that just think he was a good man or and other people think he's God. But the way I was looking at it is, it's like you had mentioned, I think it was you and someone else on the show had mentioned before, he actually was killed by the government at that time.
Yes.
And I, you know, your whole show and everything is kind of new to me. It brought out a lot of things I already had been thinking, but I didn't have any way to express them or didn't think that other people thought like me, I guess I should say.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, he actually died in doing civil disobedience.
And that's
something that I would like to say to not really to you guys as much as just maybe these other Christian people that are listening. You see what I'm saying? Because it seems like it's always one way or the other. It can't be anything in between. And I've always found in life the middle ground is always the best way to go, at least most times.
Not according to Mr. Miyagi, but.
Yeah, I guess not.
No, I totally see what you're saying, and a lot of the early Christian writings were very subversive of the Roman government.
They
did it kind of in a very clever, hidden way, you know, that kind of slipped past the Romans who didn't understand the Jewish culture at the time, and I think that's a lot of fun.
And, like, well, another thing, too, I thought about, because I've called a couple times before, and I am a recovering Baptist, basically. I mean, I went to Bible college and everything and, you know, all that.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, people always say they want to kind of like claim the Old Testament God and say, yeah, kill the terrorists or whoever the enemy may be. And God like sanctions wholesale killing. And the Old Testament God did. But then they want to turn around on another tale and say, but I'm a Christian, so you should love your neighbor. I mean, which one is it? Do you love?
It seems like Christians are of this, you know, sort of this fluid two-mind situation where they're, their ambivalence is kind of odd. You know, one minute you've got a fearsome God, and then the next minute you have a loving God, and it's very strange. It's like if you don't fit into our social group, God is fearsome and terrible. If you do fit into it, he's loving. And it seems to be how they use him in order to, you know, make people comply.
Unfortunately, they're the ones that pass the judgment. They'll turn right around and say, well, God's the judge, and he'll judge everybody. But then they, in the meantime, will take that seat and say, but in the meantime, I'm here, and I'm a Christian, so I'm going to judge what's right and wrong, which is ridiculous.
Yeah, it's really what happened was when Constantine saw that cross in the sky, Christianity changed inexorably, and it jumped the shark that day, in my opinion. Now, people have done their very best to regain it, and that's fine. I'm talking about it sort of as a cultural phenomenon, not as an individual relationship with God. But prior to Constantine seeing the cross in the sky, when he went out and against all odds conquered his foe in the name of Jesus, and then brought these symbols of death, the sword and the cross, into Christianity, where they had not ever been before. Previously, the ideas of Christianity had been about life. Shepherds, sheep, fish. All these were early symbols of the early church. They had all symbols of life. Then they brought in, with Constantine, brought in symbols of death. And then there's been more and more accepting of other religions along the way that have been added to Christianity, the Christmas tree and December the 25th.
Which all those were taken from ancient pagan holidays.
Right.
You can't convince a fundamentalist person of that. And that's why, even not just calling your show, because it's not like I'm some kind of spokesmouth, but I do this in my own personal life. I know a lot of Christians and I'm around them. And I try to get them to see these things that, hey, it's not everything like you said. You can't, in other words, to me, if someone takes the Bible and says, this is the word of God and everything and it's true, I just think, oh, I just mentally shake my head back and forth and go, oh my gosh, and just drop my head. Like, you really think that? But, and on the other token though, I don't really have a problem with somebody saying they're Christian, but if you're going to be a Christian, do what Christ did. And what he did was he was peaceable. He tried to make change through nonviolence.
Mm-hmm.
And another thing I was going to say about the voluntarist thing, a lot of times I use the text in Acts where it says, and everybody gave and everything, everybody had everything in common. And yeah, they did, but that was their free choice to do that. Nobody made them do that.
Absolutely true. I just don't understand.
And the other thing about the sword, at one point he tells him to put away the sword, and then he sends them out. He says, hey, I told you before, don't take the purse. Don't take a sword, and I'm telling you now, take your purse, and if you don't have a sword, sell one of your coats and buy a sword. Not to go out and kill people, but for self-defense, for self-preservation, so you can be free and you still protect yourself at the same time.
Free Talk Live.
At least that's what I get out of it.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Thousands of Americans are facing evacuation. If you or any of your loved ones might need to evacuate, you must do it yourselves. Please don't procrastinate until they do it for you. Remember the terrible conditions of those that didn't get out for Katrina. Go right now to efoodsdirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633 for information on the new evacuation pack. It contains 2 weeks of delicious, easy-to-fix food, along with the equipment to prepare it. It's packed in a rugged, heavy-duty tote for transport. Evacuations are looming with the storms and the Gulf oil catastrophe. No matter where you live, wildfires, earthquakes, floods, and storms must be escaped. Don't be like a deer frozen in the headlights of oncoming disaster. At least prepare yourself with this 2-week evacuation pack from eFoodsDirect.com. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and re-cleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two Sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. It's your show. Call in and talk about anything you want to talk about. It's this evening. We are sans Ian. I'm Mark.
And Sean.
And Luther. And we're doing our best here to sort of make it all happen. There is a little bit of news on Ian's arrest this evening. So if you haven't been listening, our main co-host has gone off to the city council meeting to play the city council drinking game, the very new city council drinking game. And there's actually a story on SentinelSource.com. That's the Keene Sentinel here in scenic Keene, New Hampshire. Two free staters. See how they use that term? Were taken into police custody Thursday night when they refused to dispose of what appeared to be alcoholic beverages during a Keene City Council meeting. Ian Bernard, who goes by the name Ian Freeman, and Sam Miller, who goes by the name Sam Dodson, were arrested by Keene Police Chief Miola during a recess of the meeting. As the meeting began approximately, remember, they did not disrupt the meeting. The bureaucrats themselves disrupted the meeting. These people were just having a beverage.
Also arrested was Monica Granger, a Free State
Project. They don't appear to have that.
But they don't seem to be mentioning that.
She's not one of the leaders. Yeah, that's right.
Neither is Ian or Sam.
The meeting began approximately 8 to 10. 10 people sat in the audience, some wielding video cameras. 3 to 4 of the people appeared to be drinking bottled beer, which they'd brought in a small cooler. About 10 minutes into the meeting, Mayor Dale Pregent announced that we do not allow alcoholic beverages in council chambers and advised the group that if you do not dispose of the beverages, you will be asked to leave. It is unclear whether any of the people were actually drinking beer, as one pointed out that the words, not a beer, were printed on the labels. But after the group refused to allow a police officer to confirm the beverages were not alcoholic, police cleared the room and arrested the two men. You know, and I just wonder, this is about sort of picking people who stick out in the crowd. The Free Staters do. They're obviously there to expose some of the ludicrousness of all this. But if you really wanted to drink alcohol in the council chambers, it'd be no problem. You just bring in your own Coke bottle with a, you know, shot of vodka or whiskey or whatever it is that you like in there.
Right.
Rum. Some people like rum in their Coke.
Yeah.
Yep. Put a lime on it, you call it
Calibri. Make the container inconspicuous, just as they chose to make the container conspicuous.
Right. So it's about the conspicuousness of the container. They're using brown bottles, mm-hmm. which look beer-like, labeled
not a beer.
drinking water out of them.
Which is oddly suspicious, I must admit.
And then the bureaucrats, they can't stand it.
No. So they just knee-jerk react, you know, get them out of there. They don't, you know, think about it before they act like that. You know, it's just going to make things worse.
It makes you wonder if it's the video cameras that they really object to and that they're...
They do object to video cameras all the time.
Well, Cheshire TV was there filming the meetings like they always do, mm-hmm. and when they called the recess to kick them out, they pulled the audio on Cheshire TV's equipment, and Lee was very upset about that. You know, he actually left. He took his equipment and his crew and went away. You know, he was so pissed off. He was cursing at the mayor, and it was quite heated.
Well, it seems to me like the goals were met, because this increases the intention here is to increase the accessibility of government to the people. You know, that's part of the reason, and it sounds like that's what's happening. So, it's funny, and it's funny that the bureaucrats overreact.
It's certainly
entirely predictable.
Yeah,
I wish Ian would be here doing his radio show rather than off getting arrested again.
Yeah, I have really mixed feelings about it. I mean, on the one hand, it's hilarious civil disobedience.
It is.
And, you know, I love mocking people who do stupid things.
Right,
so.
The drinking game, in the Keene City Council drinking game, you have to take a drink every time they say master plan, every time they have a unanimous vote, every time they do, you know, a series of things.
Call to order.
Bureaucrat claims to do something as the city of Keene.
Or we, or as some kind of collective.
Yeah.
Yeah. But on the other hand, I don't feel this is the most expedient way to get liberty in my lifetime.
I don't know.
Yeah, I'm not entirely sure either. I'm sure, well, I feel it's kind of alienates the greater community at whole, whereas I would rather, you know, bring them into the fold.
I think that some of that's being definitely being done, and I don't know. I mean, it seems like there is a level of alienation going on in the community. I just did an interview today with Heike, and mm-hmm. some of what she's had to deal with by hanging out with Free Staters. She's a local and has decided to hang out with Free Staters, and she's received a great deal of flack for it.
Yeah,
and you know, her family doesn't. Her family's not speaking to her.
Her car was vandalized.
Yep. Friends are mad at her. So what that says to me is that there's the people that make all the noise. Maybe that's a small amount of them. However, what they're doing is they're having an effect on the community as a whole. What will it result in as far as change? I don't know. Right. I would imagine when you're talking about civil disobedience movements in the past, the best ones that I can think of for this is what's going on in the South with the racial equality movement down back in the 60s and late 50s. Is I'm sure plenty of people in the communities are like, darn those black people sitting at the soda counter.
Oh, yeah.
They should know better.
I'm not saying you should try to please everybody.
Right.
Obviously, that's not going to happen.
I don't know.
All I'm saying really is that whenever I do activism, I'm going to want to try to bring people in. That's just the type of person
sure.
I am.
I agree. You have to make it accessible to all people. And
the message can be.
It's the best message out there. The message of liberty is the most accessible to all people. It just needs to be presented in that fashion.
Yes.
So anyway, that was just your update here on the nonsense of the outside the system activism here in Keene. All right, from OregonLive.com. Another lemonade stand has been shut down by the bureaucrats.
Good.
They really don't like those lemonade stands, do they?
No. Especially lemonade stands operated by children. We're not talking about the lemonade stands where you go to the fair and you got an adult who will squeeze lemonade right there for you. And those things are delicious, by the way. Mm. I've started making my own lemonade, getting the lemons from the store, sweetening with raw honey, and I really enjoy it. But it's hardly unusual to hear small business owners gripe about licensing requirements or complain that the heavy-handed regulations are driving them into the red. So when... whatever, county shut down an enterprise last week for operating without a license. It's Multnomah County. Without a license, you might sigh and say, oh, there we go again. Except this entrepreneur was a 7-year-old named Julie Murphy. Her business was a lemonade stand at the last Thursday's monthly art fair in Northeast Portland. The government regulation she violated, failing to get a $120 temporary restaurant license. She didn't get a temporary restaurant license for her lemonade stand.
That seems like something that's going to discourage young children from pursuing entrepreneurial opportunities.
Who cares as long as we get their money?
Yeah.
Turns out the kids' lemonade stands, those constants of summertime, are supposed to get a permit in Oregon, particularly at big events that happen to be patrolled regularly by county health inspectors. I understand the reason behind what they're doing, and it's a neighborhood event, and they're trying to generate revenue, said John, whatever, the environmental health bureaucrat for the whatever county health department. But we still need to put the public's health first, because getting this $120 license is going to put the public's health first.
Oh, obviously.
Oh, sure, absolutely. I know that no kitchen is safe unless you pay $120.
I ate unregulated sandwich the other day, and I just about died.
Yep. Julie had become enamored of the idea of having a stand after watching an episode of cartoon pig Olivia running one. I know nothing about this. She said her mother, Maria, the two live in Oregon City, but Fife knew her daughter would get a few customers if she set up her stand. At home. Fife had just attended last Thursday, along with along with Portland's Northeast Alberta Street for the first time, and she loved the friendly feel and diversity of the grassroots event. She put together the two things together and promised to take her daughter in July. The girl worked on a sign. She colored in the letters, decorating it with a drawing of a person saying, "Yummy!" You know, makes you want to buy lemonade, right? Then with gallons of bottled water and packets of Kool-Aid, she drove up there last Thursday with a friend and her daughter, and they loaded in a wheelbarrow, Julie steered to the corner of Northeast and 26th, settled into a space between a painter and a couple who sold handmade bags. Before the daughter had even finished making the first batch of lemonade, a man had bought a 50-cent cup. Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Do you have a product or service that you can sell to a national audience? Free Talk Live is a nationally syndicated talk show on more than 80 talk radio stations from Alaska to Florida. We've been named to Talkers Magazine's Heavy 100 list. That's the 100 most important radio talk shows in the nation twice. And the number one political podcast on podcastawards.com 4 out of the last 5 years. You can have access to our 80-plus stations and our large and loyal podcast audience for as little as $500 a month. Contact me, Mark, at freetalklive.com.
Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Use the coupon code FTL, that's FTL as in Free Talk Live, and sign up at HostGator.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at HostGator.com host you.
So, you're rolling your own, eh? Me too. And you better keep rolling with the best, rollingpapers.com. The best site on the web with over 1,500 products. Whether hemp, rice, flax, or pulp, we've got your rolling papers. For store owners, rollingpapers.com has wholesale pricing and display boxes. Papers, tubes, filters, rolling machines in hundreds of brands, sizes, and styles. Hey, try the new Big Bag brand available at rollingpapers.com. We are centrally located and quickly packaged and shipped daily to anywhere in the world. Adult consumers can buy one individually to sample or for the best prices, select any of the wholesale displays available direct from the pros at rollingpapers.com. No minimum purchase required and a friendly, helpful staff. You won't believe the selection and great pricing at rollingpapers.com. Retail, wholesale, import, and export. Keep rolling your own with rollingpapers.com.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
Question. What would you rather drink? Acidic water, which burns holes in your body and causes loss of bone mass? Or alkaline water, which promotes high energy and vibrant health? The answer is clear. And if you're drinking acidic water, you're helping cancer cells and bacteria to grow out of control. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using Plasma pH Drops is the best way to alkalize your water and help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, or cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. Again, 269-409-1776.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. It's your show. I don't know why I gave out that number because, well, it's the last segment, and the chances of you getting in at this point are pretty slim, so I beg your pardon. However, HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy for you to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates, and they make it easy. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, you can let the experts at HostGator.com host you. As a matter of fact, when you go there, access it through HostGator.FreeTalkLive.com. That way they know you came from us. It's HostGator.FreeTalkLive.com. Well, we were just reading a story about a little girl who had her lemonade stand shut down by the bureaucrats in Oregon, and this happens all over the country. But I'm not going to be able to get through it. I've got two calls, so we're going to have to take those calls. That's what the show's about. But suffice to say, you know,
Norman Rockwell's probably rolling over in his grave right now.
Yeah, yeah, likely true. So let's go to Mostly Free. Mostly Free listening in internet land.
Hey, guys, how's it going tonight?
Good.
Hey, good to hear. Well, I'm calling with a little update about my no marriage license wedding.
Okay.
We had an officiant who was going to marry us. She's a minister. We're not really religious, but she was going to marry us because she's a family friend.
Okay.
But her ministerial abovers, you know, the people above her in her church said that she couldn't marry us because we weren't going to get a marriage license and she could lose her ordainment if she did, which I thought was completely ludicrous. And I'm sure you guys probably think the same thing.
Sure.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I didn't even know that was a thing. But anyway, go on.
Yeah. Apparently it is kind of a big deal, I guess. You'd think they would just, you know, they're all about God. So they figured that if two people want to marry each other in front of God, that would be enough for them. But they need
It seems to be most Christians these days consider the government to be their God.
Yeah. You guys were just discussing that earlier, right? So, anyways, I found a way to get her to marry us without getting a marriage license.
How so?
And, well, we were up at Porkfest a few weeks ago. We had an awesome time, by the way. That's everybody,
awesome
we brought a crew up, and everybody enjoyed it. And we can't wait till next year. And we're coming to be at Live Free or Die Fest, too.
Oh, great.
Anyways, we filled out a common law marriage certificate of our own and had it notarized by someone who claimed to be a common law notary.
Okay.
So we took that certificate and had witnesses sign it, and it was basically just a certificate of marriage between her and I. And we mailed that off to a state that had to a town hall.
What
in
was
a
that?
State that?
Hold on, repeat what you said. You mailed it off to what?
I mailed it off to a state where to a town hall, a town clerk's office in a state that recognizes common law marriage.
Okay.
Recorder's office, a town recorder's office will record anything that you send them. They'll make a copy of it, put it in their file, and mail you back the original copy.
Okay.
Now, since we mailed them the marriage certificate and they filed it and sent it back to our officiant, it's now proof that we're already married. So now when she marries us, she won't be marrying us per se. She'll be doing she'll be marrying us, so we're already married.
Yes.
So we don't need a marriage license for them to do remarriages.
Hmm.
So,
interesting.
It's just a cool way to kind of get around it and, you know, tell them you're already married.
Yeah, well, it's it sounds like a good compromise. It's a way to go about without having to fill out the government's paperwork. Did it cost you anything to have them record it?
Like $11 or something like that.
So less than I paid for my marriage.
Right, but it's also good for insurance purposes too. If an insurance company wants proof that you're married, all they have to do is request a copy of the marriage certificate from said town clerk's office,
mm-hmm.
and that's. They have it on file, so you're married.
There you go. I hear noises in the studio. It looks like is Ian arrived? Ian's here. Yep. Well, we've got a couple of minutes left. Let's find out what happened. Thank you very much, Mostly Free, for your story.
Hey, can't wait to listen to and see what's going on, Ian. Take care, guys.
Yep. What was that? Well, let's get him over here because people are going to want to know what happened.
Yeah, I
definitely want to know what's going on.
Dale, why don't you step up here and tell us what you experienced in the whole event?
Well, one thing, I actually showed up afterwards, so okay. I wasn't actually there. I found out that some people got arrested, so I showed up and we paid bail, but not the bail fee because you're not required to pay it, and it got the guy really mad.
Yes,
but we got Ian out.
Gotcha, Ian. Step up to a mic. People want to know this story. Did you say hold on?
Ian said hold on.
Hey!
Well, tell us what happened. You got 5 minutes. Go.
Oh, well, Luther was there. You didn't tell the story already?
I told my perspective of the story.
Right.
We want to know what happened after that, because I didn't follow you guys.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well,
at the end, you've got 5 minutes, dude. You can't do the... It's not an hour...
Where do you want me to pick it up? I mean...
When they took you away.
Okay, so they took us back to KPD, and the usual situation happens. They unhook your, they take your cuffs off, and then they start shuffling their paperwork around, and do you want the services of a bail commissioner? And well, are you saying I'm going to go to jail if you don't bring him out here? So okay, I'll sign that under duress, and I signed that paper under duress, and the guy came out, and he said. It was $500.
He was happy to see you.
It was $500. It was a different guy this time. Not he had the perma frown, you know, like the lines in his face where you can tell
right,
he's just
down
been,
his chin.
Yeah, he's just been angry his whole life, or mad, or frowning a
or
lot.
At least enough of it to give him wrinkles, right?
But he wasn't as nasty as the last bail commissioner. The last guy wanted me to like answer where I used to work and stuff like that, and I told him, look, I'm not going to give you that info. This guy didn't ask any of that stuff. I gave him basic, you know, name and address info. So he wanted $500 cash bail, and I said, well, I don't have it. And there was maybe 10 people out the back door of the police station, and I talked to them, and I said, look, I'm not going to ask anybody to do this. Dale stepped up. He decided he wanted to do it anyway, and so thanks to Dale, I'm out.
There you go.
So, and, arraignment's on Monday morning. So I guess, Sam, you're on Monday morning too, right, Sam? No, I don't know. For me, it is. I'm going on Monday morning, which means, I don't know, I might not come back.
So this is disorderly conduct for having essentially a brown glass bottle with water in it, right?
Yeah, that's correct. Brown,
if you want to talk, you can talk, but you have to have a microphone.
That is correct. It was a brown glass bottle, and there was water in it. But really what it was the disorderly part, you know, they always call it that when you don't do what they say.
Right.
But the reason they were saying these things in the first place was because they interrupted their own meeting. At one point, the city manager leans over to the mayor, and he whispers something to him. And this is in their meeting.
I'm fat and kind of mean.
And so he whispers something to him, and then that's when the mayor decides, or whatever, that's what they call him, right? That's when he decides to interrupt his own meeting, even though everything was fine. We were just sitting there. We weren't making any noise or anything like that. And he interrupts his own meeting to make an issue of the fact that people are drinking out of containers or beer bottles or something like that. And just the way he was speaking was very robotic. It was just ludicrous, the whole thing.
Yeah, he was shouting that apparently alcoholic beverages are not allowed in the city council meetings. And we're like, well, who is he talking to? So it's just silence. We're sitting there. Eventually, I ask, I said, well, do you see anyone with alcoholic beverages? No answer. So, and Ken Miola, the Keene police chief who takes orders directly from John, came over and looked at one of the bottles, saw that it was water in there, and that bottle was okay. The other bottles where people actually upheld their Fourth Amendment right and refused to allow them to search it.
Yeah, this is
how those people were arrested.
This is how I can't imagine they can get you for disorderly conduct. I mean, this is just absolutely ludicrous.
We were arrested because because we wouldn't hand over consent to a search.
Right.
Because we wouldn't consent to a search, the police chief ordered us to leave.
Okay.
The mayor ordered us to leave, and the police chief then upheld his order. And because we wouldn't leave, because I said, look, this is a public meeting. I would like to be here to watch this meeting. That's why I was arrested.
And did you tell them about once they got all the press cleared out and all the cameras out of the room?
No.
So Big John McClain comes over once
they've
got
city manager
in handcuffs, and he walks up and he says, you know, boys, you can always come talk to me.
What's that mean?
I don't know.
You know, boys, you can always come talk to me.
What was available?
That's all he said. I'm always available for you. I'm like, oh, you're like the big godfather, the big gangster coming over and saying, hey, hey.
Like, what was that?
We can make things a lot easier for you. You know what I'm saying?
What were we going to talk to him about?
Yeah, I don't know. This is such a, it's all so strange, right?
It's not strange.
It's a strange trick.
It's a cowardly organization. It's a cowardly organization. They're not addressing the real issue, their failure and complete inability to lawfully enforce the open container ordinance that these people have ordered their mercenaries to go out and enforce. And instead, they're just going to play little parlor tricks in order to skirt that and use their standard catch-all disorderly conduct.
Yeah, I can't see how they're going to pull this off. Asking somebody to leave a the town meeting that you guys didn't do anything to disrupt it.
No,
it's just all very.
And hopefully there's video footage of this as well, because it was on live television. So I'm hoping that's going to be available, because they interrupted their own meeting tonight.
Well, they have their own security cameras too.
Free Talk Live, 800-259. What am I getting the number for? Goodbye. I'm talking to those out there who, like me, aren't any good at dieting and don't seem to be able to work out as often as they'd like. Are you on a slow roll down fat hill? How would you like to lose weight without changing your diet, exercising, or getting the freaked out jitters? Try Lumathin Plus. It's priced so that you can do it for less than a dollar a day, and it really works. Stop the fat spiral at LumathinPlus.com. It isn't going to make you lose 10 pounds in 10 days, but you can do it without changing your lifestyle. LumathinPlus.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.